Well, folks, how are you? Happy New Year to you. I know it's kind of delayed, but we've made it safe and sound back to Northern Ireland. No getting stuck in Germany this year. Anyone who's been listening to the show for a while, we got stuck in Germany last year for 4 months because of COVID. So we were over for Christmas and lo and behold, we're back safe and sound and back in the studio. Really enjoying that. Really looking forward to a new year of podcasts and everything comes next. Just wanted to hop on and give a quick heads up. The next 6 weeks, we are rolling out a bit of an unofficial mini-series all about addiction. Now, if you haven't listened to the show for a while, you'll know that topics around mental health and specifically addiction are things that we've been interested in for a long time. Have my own personal history and struggles and journey with everything in that world. And it's been something that I've been wanting to do since I started the show was some sort of a specific and intentional way to share stories of recovered addicts, stories of some of the research, whether it's old or new, tools, practices, whatever, all around this topic that I think are so, so key and so essential for all of us living in the 21st century. Whether you have a traditional drug of choice that you've been battling with for a while, or if perhaps you have been circling the drain, as it were, with some of the more unofficial addictions, shall we say, whether it's spending time on your phone, whether it's video games, pornography, gambling, eating, I mean, you name it. The topic of addiction touches us all in some way. We're kicking off next week with probably the most important conversation that I've ever shared on the podcast before. It is with an incredible researcher, an incredible medical doctor called Anna Lemke. I cheated. I just straight up cheated. She's not from Northern Ireland. I'm sorry. I just couldn't resist. I came across her work a few months ago. She's one of the world's leading experts on dopamine, and she has done some incredible research and worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of her own patients in her clinical practice around this idea of dopamine and the connection that it has to addiction. And I just think it's a really incredible framework to have in your head as a modern individual that will also set us up for the rest of the series. Other stories that we're going to be sharing include, but are not necessarily limited to, because we're still in the process of recording, someone who is a recovering alcoholic and has found sobriety through AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. We have an incredibly talented artist who was a former cocaine addict. We have an absolute powerhouse of a woman who was addicted to amphetamines and I think heroin at some point, although I'm not entirely sure. And we are also hoping to line up some local scientists and local researchers to unpack the issue from more of a clinical perspective, a neuroscience perspective, in combination with some of these, honestly, incredibly moving and incredibly hard-hitting personal stories that people have been incredibly generous to come on the pod and share. Really hope that you find it moving. Really hope it resonates with you. And ultimately, look, let's just not beat around the bush. Like, ultimately, I hope it is a little bit of a trigger or a little bit of a domino into perhaps seeking help for the first time or doubling down on recovery if you have relapsed. Or on the complete other end of the spectrum, just a chance to reflect on some of the behaviors and habits that maybe during winter or during the pandemic or whatever it is, have maybe started to take you a little bit further than you would like, and ones that are perhaps giving you a bit of bother to shake, for lack of a better term. So yeah, hope wherever you're at, you're doing well. Hope you can find ways to move forward if you are feeling a bit stuck. And I really look forward to catching you again next time. Cheers.